Okay, today's daf Lamed Aleph. I'm going to try to do Lamed Aleph and then half a Lamed B's. Again, these dafs are very short. They're very deceptively short, because they're only short in words, but they're not short in ideas. But since it's Tavyomi, we're going to do our best. Whatever we say, and spend like a month on this daf. Here we go. Ze Omer Shelavosai. One says, this field is my ancestral field. My father owned it, my grandfather. The Ze Omer Shelavosai. Not this field's my ancestral field. So two people arguing about a field. Each one says it belongs to their ancestors. Hi, I see Sadi Davasehi. One brings witnesses that his father owned the field, which is very lovely. The high Isi Sadi, the other side brings witnesses. The Ach Lashani Chazaka. The other side brings witnesses. Reuven brings witnesses. His father's grandfather. However far back you want to go. Shimon brings witnesses. He's been there for 3 years. Who wins? Shimon wins. Amar Rabba. Mali Lashaker. If Shimon wanted to lie, Shimon could have a much better lie. What could Shimon say? Ibai, if he wanted, Amalei, he could say, Minach Zavante, Vachalti Shani Chazaka. Yeah, I bought it from you. Yeah, you have witnesses that Reuben, you have witnesses your father owned it. Shkayach, but I bought it from you and I've been living here for 3 years. Since he could have said that, right, another way of saying it's called a Migu. Believe me that what I'm saying is true, because if I wanted to lie, I have a much better lie. Even though my tiny here is a little weak, I could bolster it much better if I wanted to lie. So believe me that what I'm saying is true, because if I wanted, I could have had a better lie. Okay? Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, wait a minute. Ma'li l'shaker b'makom edim lo amrinan. We don't say amigu when there are edim. There are edim that say that Reuven's father owned this field. What do you mean? What do you mean? Yeah, you have a migu. Believe me, with my garbage claim, I have a much better claim. There are edim over here on the other side.
Yeah, but they have nothing to do with what the migu.
What do you mean?
The migu, you could have said I bought it from you. The edim didn't disprove that.
No. So the Rashbam explains that the edim say that it goes back forever. There was never a transfer.
How do they know?
That's what they're saying. It's implicit in the edim's testimony. Not only does your father own it, but it's always been owned by your family.
That doesn't matter, but then you sold it.
So we don't assume.
Aren't proving that he didn't sell it.
Yeah, so we don't assume that.
It's impossible for them to testify anything.
What?
It's impossible for them to testify what happened in the last 3 years.
What do you mean?
It's impossible for them to testify what happened in the last 3 years.
Why?
If he was really living here for 3 years, and he was... Was there a transfer? I want these agents with this guy at all points for the last 3 years.
Right.
And he was there at every single minute.
Yeah.
Impossible.
I hear what you're saying. The Gemara is going to... First of all, it's a Beferish Mishnah that you can't have a migu in the face of Adam. It's a Beferish Mishnah. Rabbah can't argue on a Mishnah. So how could he say this? So we're going to see in a minute. The Gemara is going to modify it. He didn't mean to say... You'll see in a minute. Hadar Amalei. Fine. Now that Abaya comes along and says, you can't win against Adim with a migu. You can't do that. Assuming it's the same testimony. Assuming that it's not a... You're saying they're mutually exclusive. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
you're saying one's apples and one's oranges.
Well, assuming... The problem is not that the Adim counter the migu. The problem is the Adim counter this claim.
Right, exactly. Exactly. The Adim counter is claim. But we say, well, I didn't say a better claim than that. But I could say something even better. That doesn't beat Adam. How could that beat Adam? Now that's the Beferish Mishnah. Rabbi can't argue on that. So, you'll see in a minute what goes on. Hadar Amalei. The guy says, you know what? That didn't work. How about this? It's true. Da'avas achi. It's true it belonged to your father. You're Adam Reuven. I 100% kosher people. But v'zavante minach. I bought it from you. I bought it from your father. I said it was my father's. I didn't mean that. What I meant was, the samichli Allah kedavasi. I treat it like it's my father's. I'm so convinced that it's mine, I said it's like my father's. Right? We all talk like that. Right? This is like my family inheritance, right? Not your family inheritance. You bought it last week. You bought it 3 years ago. But it's so, you're so convinced you're right. You made an exaggerated statement like that. That's all he meant to say. So now, isn't that a change of your taina? Didn't we say yesterday you can't do that? So that's in the machlokas now. That's the machlokas now. So toin v'chozer v'toin, oin toin v'chozer v'toin. Are you allowed to do that? Can you change your taina now? Now we say, I never said what I said X, but I meant Y. So why don't you just say it like that? So can, when you say X, and then you come the next day, I meant to say Y. Isn't that a brand new thing, a brand new claim? When do you come up making a brand new claim? Can't do that. So, it's a machlokas. Ula Omer, Ula says, Toin v'chozer v'toin. You can do that, no problem. V'nahardai Omri, the Nahardaim say, no. Ain't a Toin v'chozer v'toin. You can't come in with a claim, and when that loses, how about this one? Oh, how about this? Keep doing that until something will stick, right? You can't do that. You come in with all your claims, Bezin will evaluate it, who wins, right? So Aiden beat, you have all the rules. Oh, you lost. All right, I'll come, how about this? You can't do that. That's exactly what the guy did. All right, you know, you're right. I said that it was a family, not true, it wasn't a family inheritance, but that's as if I treat it. What kind of baloney is that? So, Umodi Ula, but Ula agrees, Hecha de Amale, Shalavosai, if he says it was mine, V'lo Shalavosecha, but it was never your father's, that's for sure, De Eina Torin V'chozev Torin, that you can't do. That's mamish, a whole brand new thing. Exactly, and now he says, oh, your father never even owned it. And you want to say, well, when I said X, I meant Y. Well, what's that though? Now you're saying, yesterday I said X, today I'm saying Y. Not explaining myself. When I meant to say that my father owned it, I meant it's chashuv to me like my father. Now you're saying, your father never owned it. Yeah, that you didn't say yesterday. Yesterday you said, your father owned it, but I bought it from him. Now you're saying today, your father never owned it. Even Ulu agrees you can't do that. Yeah, mamish changed the whole thing from scratch. The heicha dehavi koi beidina v'lo ta'an. Let's say, listen to this. Let's say you're in Bezdin, you're sitting there with Bezdin. You have all these tainus flying back and forth. Then the asam abroi, you go home for the night. You come back the next morning. V'ta'an, you come with a brand new claim. So do we accept that? Yes, we do not. Ain't a chozer v'toin. We don't accept a new claim. Well, why did you say this yesterday? The Rashbam said, because you went home, and your wife said, you fool, why didn't you mention X, Y, and Z? Said, oh, yeah. You can't do that. Right? So then, my timer, why can't you do that? It's obvious. Ta'anitze agmere. Your relatives gave you new titles to stick into the face of the Dayanim. You can't do that. But, umo de nahardoi. The nahardoim admit that Hecha de amale shelavosai shelachua meavosecha. A minute, what's that? Hecha de amale shelav. My father bought it from your father. The chozev etoid. That's a good time. All you're doing is explaining yourself. Basically you're just clarifying what you really meant. It's not even a brand new time, right? The hecha de ishtoi mili abroi. Hey, you're sitting around in the hallway waiting for the court case to be called, and you're talking all different types of things. The lotan, but something he left out. Then va'asa lebedina v'toan. Then you walk in, and you have the surprise witness, right? Like in the old movie, you have a surprise. All of a sudden, you have this bombshell to lay down. But we were just in the hall. You didn't say a word. Is that considered a new taina? Absolutely not. Why? The chozer v'toin, that's perfectly acceptable. My time away. Nobody spills the secrets in the hallway. You wait till you're in court. Because if you spill the secrets now, it gives the guy time to think of how to refute it. Nobody does that. That's perfectly acceptable. Amar Meimar. Meimar says, Ano Nahardoi. I come from Naharda. Ano, me. Vasvirili the Torah v'chozer v'toin. And I still held that you can make a new taina. If Helchazan Halacha is Toin v'chozer v'toin. You can make new times. Okay. Good? That's what we hold taka. Now, the meat of the Zav is right here. Ready? Ze'omer shalavosai. One says, it's my father's land. V'zeh omer shel avotai. And the other one says, it's my father's land. Hai aisi sadi da avosei. One brings witnesses, it's my father's land. V'achli shnei chazaka. And I've been living here for 3 years. V'hai aisi sadi da achli shnei chazaka. And the other one brings witnesses, he's been living here for 3 years. What do you call that? That's called two Edom are saying opposite things. No, not two Edom, four Edom. Two sets of Edom. Two Edom say it belongs to Reuven. Two Edom say it belongs to Shimon. Two Edom say Reuven's been living here for 3 years. Two Edom say Shimon's been living here for 3 years. No, they both do. One has an Edom about a parent, about the father. They both have Edom a Chazaka. They both, each one says he's been living here for 3 years. Right? But not on the father. On the father, only one says. Amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman Paskins, Uki Achila Lebahade Achila, right? One second. The witnesses about him line up, clash with the other witnesses. V'uki Ara Beches Mitavatsana. Who gets it? The father. The one who said that his father owned it. Why? Because the two Edom clash. They both can't be. One of them's lying, right? Impossible. What do we do with the land? Well, we throw out both sets of Edom only regarding what they said about the Chazaka. But what the Edom said about the father, that we believe, and therefore he gets it. The one who the Edom said about the father. Does that make any sense? Says Rava, that makes no sense. Amalei Rava, wait a minute. Ha'edus muchachashti. It's Edah Hachasha. In other words, once two Edom say that Reuven owns it, two Edom say Shimon owns it, we discount all of it. We don't believe any of it. Why don't we believe any of it? Because it's impossible. So now, one of them also had another thing to say. So what? Another one had another thing to say. It's irrelevant. Once you don't believe him, you don't believe him. What's going on here? Okay? Now, you know, there's a Tosfos asks the following question. There's a machlokes in, it appears in two places. We had it in Baba Kama and again in Sanhedrin, that Abaye and Rava argue about Edom Zomim Lemafreya. That means two Edom are found to be Zomim. So they've been giving testimony for the past 6 years. So what do we do with everything they said in the past 6 years? Do we undo it all? Abaye says, yeah, we undo it all. Edom Zomim Lemafreya. We undo everything they've said in the past 5 years. Rava says, no, only Mikam Lahaba. This is one of the six places that we pass in like Abaya. Right? What's the reason for Rava? So the Gemara says two reasons. Either it's a Chiddush. The whole Edom Zom is a Chiddush. Why would we believe in the second pair over the first pair? Why? There's no reason. Right? Why should we believe the second pair over the first pair? No reason. There's a Kasav. So it's a Chiddush. So we're not Machmer on the Chiddush. Therefore, only Mikam Lahaba. Only from now on, anything these two Edom are possible. That's one answer. The other answer the Gemara says is, what are you going to do? You're going to undo the commerce of the past 5 years? That's crazy. How much bought and sold based on these Edom? We're going to undo all it all? Can't undo it all. What can we do? Right? The Gemara then says that in this exact case, Rava will hold that whenever there's a case of Hachasha like here, but there's an extraneous fact that's not disproved, we'll let it go. Second way, we don't let it go. Right? We let it go. So the two Edom said Reuven owns it. Two Edom said Shimon owns it. It's an impossible conflict. All four Edom go out the window. Happens to be two Edom said that Reuven's father owned it also. Why should that go out the window? Says Tosfos. Same Rava, same man. Same Rava said we only apostle Mikam Lahaba. So, if only possible Mikam Lahaba, it makes no difference if it's Eid HaZama or Eid HaKhosha, what's the difference? The whole purpose is, we don't want to undo commerce. So why don't we let this go? Why is Rav over here saying it's no good? You hear the Kasha?
Yeah.
So Tosfos answers, it must be, this is not the reason. The real reason is, because it's a Chiddush. When it comes to a Chiddush, we're not Machmer on the Chiddush. But because of the other reason, the undo commerce, listen, we'll undo the commerce. It's all sheker. People are all a bunch of liars. Therefore, we're going to undo it all. Therefore, even though it's an extraneous fact, has nothing to do with the ages, it's a separate thing about the father. So what? It all goes out the window. Okay? Amalei, Rav Nachman says back to Rav, but not so fast. Nihi, it's true. This chakesh ba'achilta. It's true that they're incompatible. There's a conflict regarding who owned his land. That's a conflict. Who's been there for 3 years? Impossible conflict. They say Reuven, they say Shimon. But Bavasana Miitzkichesh? Is there a conflict regarding the father? No one said boo. No one said boo about the father. Right? And therefore Rav Nachman sticks to his guns. He says, you know what? Just because they are in conflict regarding who's been living here for 3 years, I agree with that. What do you want from them? They've got the father. Lema, let's say, Rav and Rav Nachman, Biplukta de Rav Huna Rav Chista Kemiflagi. They're arguing the exact same halacha as Rav Huna and Rav Chista. What's that? The Itmar. Beis ki de edim hamachash zu azu. Two sets of edim are contradicting each other. Amar Rav Huna, Zeh bo bifne atzman u'me'ida, v'zeh bo bifne atzman u'me'ida. Can these two Adim, either of these two Adim, can they give testimony in another case? Can they give testimony in another case? What? Well, one of them's lying, huh? One of them's lying. We don't know which one, right? So can they give that testimony in another case? Says Rav Chista, says Rav Huna, absolutely. Absolutely. Why? That's a similar type of... What? We don't know. So what do? We don't know. Says the Rashbam. We go by Chazaka. Chazaka was, the four of these people are big tzaddikim. Fine kosher Jews. Now they all come and say, what, Reuven, they say Reuven, and they say Shimon. Impossible. So we don't know what to do with them. So now, we don't believe, regarding this lawsuit, none of them are believed. But they can't go give testimony somewhere else? Why not? Chazaka, the Chazaka, like, you know, you have the Gemara has. And guys watching, and he sees a cemetery, and he sees two people walking, they're both in the Zirim. They walk into the cemetery. One of them walks into the cemetery. Doesn't know which one, he couldn't see, he's too far away. But he knows it was one of the two. What's the halacha? They're both tar. How can they both be tar? Because you don't know. So we go back to the, even though it goes against logic, it goes against reality, doesn't make a difference. You don't know. The only way you're going to undo his Naziris is if you are made. You cannot be made. We revert back to the Chazaka. Right, that's a Chazaka is not a Birur. It doesn't clarify. It's just a Nihug. It's a way to act. We don't know how to act. We don't know. One of them went into the cemetery. We don't know which one. You know what? We're gonna act Nihug. They're both kosher. So we're going to act over here. Both sets of Adam can go merry way and give testimony all they want. Why? One of them is for sure lying over here. One of them is for sure in a sheker. We have no idea which one. Okay? And then we discover which one? Oh, the Rashbam says what you can't have is, you can't have one from one set and one from another set combined. And then that's for sure you can't do. That's for sure no good. That you can't have. That you for sure can't have. Right? That's obvious you can't have. Tosfos asks such a bomb kash over here. Top Tosfos. Tosfos is impossible to figure out what he's saying. Tema. You ready for this? Top Tosfos. Ben Rav Huna. Ben Rav Chista. Whether you hold it Rav Huna or Rav Chista. Nehemninhu lebasroi. Believe the second set. Why? Demigu. They have a migu. What's the migu? The e boy lepislinhu lekamai begazlenusa. We could say, what are we saying? We're saying that Shimon's been living here for 3 years. We know that the first set said Reuven's been living here for 3 years. So it looks like it's an irreconcilable conflict. No, believe us, because if we wanted, we could have said that the first caught a bunch of gamblers, a bunch of thieves. We could have said that. We could have undone their edus. Since we didn't say that, you should believe us. We could have said that. You hear that bomb, Kasha? Then Tosfos says, "B'migu di boy havi mezami lahu." What about, believe us that we're right, because we could have been mezamim them. But then you'd believe us for sure. You hear? Believe us that we're right, because if we wanted, we could be mezamim them. We didn't do that. Tosfos says that's not a good kasha. You know why? Let the lehem nuhu the yireyim hazimun peni zimu gam heim. No, nobody wants to say hazama unless it's true, because then somebody else will say them hazama. It'll go on forever, right? Second set will say the first set was with us. So you know what? Second set, you're believed. Now everyone knows it's all baloney. So another set's going to come and say, no, you were with us. So it'll go on forever. So Tosfos assumes nobody would ever have the guts to say hazama if it wasn't true, right? It's like a built-in insurance not to use it, not to abuse it. Right? Because then it'll just never end. But why didn't they say a bunch of thieves? Okay? Tulsa's answers. Listen to this answer. V'nira li, d'migu b'makom edim lo amrinan. When you have a migu in the place of edim, what did we say before? A migu doesn't beat edim. Take out the word va'od. D'migu lo yuchal l'tzayim yosher mishnei edim. The migu that believe me I'm right that Shimon's been living in this land. Because if I wanted, I could have said that this first set, a bunch of gamblers and thieves, what are you basically saying? What are you doing by saying that? What? You're calling them thieves, right? Vafilu ha'imayin kuf edim name them on and detray kimeo. What he's saying is, what do you say? Two edim come and say Reuven's been there for 3 years. Two edim come and say, no, Shimon's been there for 3 years. Second set says, believe us that we're telling the truth, because if we wanted, we could have said that the first set's a bunch of thieves. Right? To migu, believe us that we're telling the truth about Shimon, because we could have knocked the edim. Says Tosfos, how are you knocking the edim? Your migu is going up against edim. We just said the foot that doesn't work. What if two edim come and said Reuven's been living there for 3 years, and 100 came and said, no, Shimon's been living there for 3 years? What's the answer? Same. Why? Because we don't care about numbers. Trade kameya. So saying that they're liars or they're thieves, all you're doing really is nothing. You hear what Tosfos is saying? Very hard. It took me a long time to figure this out. I know what he's saying, but I don't know why he's saying it. Why is that true? I understand Trey Kameya. That's a good muscle. If two of them come and say, we've been living there for 3 years, and 100 of them come and say, no, it's Shimon, still not Chasha. So yeah, but they have 98 more. We don't care. Torah doesn't care about that. So why can't I say that they're liars? It's a whole debate. It's fascinating Tosfos. Fascinating Tosfos.
You're not knocking
them themselves. And what's the halacha? You can't knock them.
Exactly.
They're rock solid. Right. You can't knock them.
Right.
So by calling them liars, you're not saying anything.
Right.
Right? Right. Right, exactly, which we don't allow that. Basically, it's the same thing. There's no addition to the migu. Then Tosfos says, V'od amari, d'lo shayach migu. There isn't even shayach to say the migu. Why? The ain das shnehem shav. You could say a migu about one person. Believe me that I'm telling the truth, because I can say something better. Then you have two people. Believe the two of us, right? Because we could have said something better. But wait a minute. Mashi yirtze zeh leton, lo leton zeh. How do you know these two people are in sync? How do you know they're in sync? Believe us that we're... Because we could have said... What do you mean you could have said? Both of you have to say it. Who said both of you were going to say it? Maybe you're on different wavelengths about that. Maybe you don't agree about it. So Tosfos says, therefore, there's no migul. You hear this? What? That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Makes more sense. Right? You call me with the yachid. Believe me that what I'm saying is true, because I can say something much better. Believe us that we're saying is true, because we could say... Who said the two of you are going to agree to that?
He's using a logical argument.
What?
He's using a logical argument. He's not using Kesper.
Right, right.
That's why it makes sense.
Exactly. 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 Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, based on these two answers of Tosfos, we get to the root of what's going on when one pair of Edim contradicts another pair. according to the first answer, that Edom are rock solid, it can't touch Edom. So what happens when one pair of Edom says X and one pair of Edom says Y? We have a suffix. It's a suffix. What do we do? So he says, it's a suffix doraisa, right? Suffix. Did the guy live there or not? We have no idea. They said one thing, they said, we don't know what to do. It's a suffix doraisa. Okay, you know what? I'm going to leave it because it's very complicated. No, it's very complicated, but it's a fascinating Tosfos. It's a bomb kasha. Right? It's bomb answers. Okay, next. Rav Chista Omar, no. Bahadi Sadi Shakri. I'm sorry, that's the opposite. Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali. These people are liars. They can't testify somewhere else. Somebody is a liar. We will not allow testimony when someone's a liar. Now, Lema Rav Nachman de Omar Rav Huna. Let's say Rav Nachman, who permitted the Edim. What did Rav Nachman do over here? Rav Nachman allowed the testimony about the father to stand. He would agree with Rav Huna that the Edim can testify in other places. And Rava, Rav Chista. Rava, who said, once Edim are Hachasha, they're worthless. He holds like Rav Chista. Once Edim are Hachasha, are worthless. So Gemara says, no, Aliba de Rav Chista, Kuli Amo Lo Pligi. Now, in Rav Chista's world, nobody disputes that. Ki Pligi, when's the Machlokis, Aliba de Rav Huna. They're arguing in the din of Rav Huna. Rav Nachman, Ki Rav Huna. Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna. That what? One, just because Edim are worthless here, doesn't mean anything they said that wasn't contradicted is worthless also. Therefore, the Edim of the father remains. Just like the Edim can testify in another action. V'rava, no. Ad kan lo kam Rav Huna el Edus Acheres. When does Rav Huna allow the Edim to go on a whole other lawsuit in left field, down the block, they can testify something? Aval le'osa Edus? In the very same Edus? Lo, absolutely not. I, testimony about the father has not been disproven. Yeah, but it's the same lawsuit. It's the exact same lawsuit, we don't allow it. Okay? Hadar Aisi Sadi, what about this? The guy brings Edim, the Avhasehi.
This is the same case.
Same case. Now, he brings Edim, the Taka, his father also owned it. Now, there's for sure a conflict. Reuven has Edim that say that he's been there for 3 years, his father owned it. Shimon has Edim that he's been there for 3 years, his father owned it. Now what do we do? Omer of Nachman, Anan Achsine, we gave the land to Reuven, Anan Maskinale, we'll take it away from him. Right? We gave it to him, take it away. Why? We don't know what to do with it now. Who gets it? The Rashbam says something fascinating. He says whoever's stronger gets it. There's a concept called Kol Olam Gvar. Whoever's, we're going to get to it later in the week. Whoever's stronger will get it. What kind of concept is that? So the Rosh says, because, you know, it's these people that are feel they've been an injustice has been done to them, they really, they'll never stop. They go on their whole life to vindicate themselves. So it must be their right.
Because they already gave it to Shimon, at least now it's Shimon's. So
because we only say Amotzi Mechaver Olavai when there's a Muchzak. Oh, because they already gave it to him, he's saying. Yeah, we only gave it to him because of their testimony. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And by the way, that's not the issue. The issue is Lizilus the Bedina Lochashinan. We're not worried that the bed looks like a joke. Today they gave it to him, tomorrow they take it away. What's going on over here? Everybody make fun of the bed, right? No, we're not concerned about that. So the Gemara says we're not concerned about that. Matsiv Rava, Bitamer of Zeira, Shnayim Omrim Mace. Two Edim come and say, so and so died. The woman is mutter. Shnayim Omrim Lo Mace. Two Edim come and say, no, she did not die. Shnayim Omrim is Garsha. Two Edim come and say she got divorced. Before the husband died, there's no Yibum, she's divorced. Shnayim Omrim Lonas Garsha. Two of them say, no, it's not true. What's the halacha? Hareze lo tinase. She can't get married. Why can't she get married? Because of suffix. If she's married, they are in dispute. Vim tinase. What if she did get married? The halacha is lo teitse. She doesn't have to leave. Why not? What?
Again, there's no witnesses to compel her.
Exactly. Asked the Gemara in Ksuvah asked, wait a minute. Rashbam brings it down. Wait a minute. Isn't she doing it Isser Misafik? Wouldn't she have to bring a Korban Asham Talui? Right? Right? How can we just allow her to marry this guy? Two Edim said she's a married woman. How could she marry this person? Isn't it a suffix of the Ashim? She has to bring a carbon? So the Gemara answers, who answers it? The Gemara answers, she married one of the Edim, which said he died. So to him, it wasn't a suffix. You hear this? And then the Rashbam says, the Gemara says over there, I can answer that. So what? So what did he say? It's still suffix. Right? So some of this is very strange. The Gemara says, no, he said, I'm bari that he died. I'm positive he died. What does that mean? Let's figure out a case how she ended up getting married. Anyway, we're going to get to this whole point is to teach us one rule that we are choshesh for that the Bez is going to look like a bunch of fools. We are choshesh for that. Why? Because Rav Nachman Ber Yossi Omer, Teitzei, then she can't stay married. Now, Omer Rav Nachman Ber Yossi, Eimetzani Omer, Teitzei, when do I say she has to leave? When do I say she can't stay married? Bizman Shabo Edim, first Edim came, the Achakach Nisei, then she got married. What are you marrying for? The Edim that come and Abel Nisei, but if she got married first, two Edim come and said, your husband died. So what she do? She got married. Now, two Edim come and say, no, it's not true. V'achakach bo Edim, now Edim come, hareza lo tinase. Now she can stay married. Amale, ani savari lamavet uvda, I was going to paskin otherwise. Hashta do sivnon at, vo sivnon rav hamnuna misura. Now that I heard what you said, that we're choshesh for this, and rav hamnuna said the same thing, lo avdinan ba uvda. I won't paskin like that anymore. Nafak, he went out, avad uvda, and that's exactly how he passed it. Now, man chaza, people that saw what Rav Nachman did, suffer they thought, to uzi he biyot, they made a mistake. Falohi, now he didn't make a mistake. Elamishim detalya ba'ishli v'ravravi. He was hanging his hat on other cords, other rope. In other words, other tanayim. In other words, it's a machlokas where they were choshesh for the zilzal of the bezdin. Why? Titnan, Rav Yehuda Omer, Ein man lekohen al pi eid echad. We don't allow somebody to be a kohen based on one aid. One aid comes about, he's a kohen. Regarding truma, daraisa things. We don't allow one aid. Amar v'lazar, ein masai, when is that true? V'makam she'ish orin. That's it. People are whispering, murmuring, he's not a kohen. Avu v'makam she'ein orin. No one says boo. Malin lekohen al pi eid echad. We will allow it. Why? I said yesterday. If a guy walks into the shul and says, I'm a Kohen, do you believe him? Yes. Why? Three reasons. Number one, it doesn't harm anybody. Who cares? What does it do me? He wants to... That's number two, he's not gaining. What's he gaining? He gets up to Duchim. What kind of gain is that? And number three, most of the time you can verify it. Where you come from, what town, you'll find out. So we allow it. If there's murmurings, this guy's a... Maybe then we won't allow it. Rishon ben Gamliel Omer, Rishon ben Asgan, Ma'al Lekun al Pied Echad, we allow it. So now the Gemara says, Rishon ben Gamliel Hainer Rebbe Lazar, they're saying this is the exact same thing. The question is, how many people are murmuring? Is it one or two? That Rebbe Lazar Savar, Iruchad, one's enough to destroy it. Rishon ben Gamliel Savar, Irutrei, you need two people, that can't be. Va'amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said, Divri Akol, everyone holds, Ein Irupachas Mishnayim. You have to have at least two. So what's the machlokas about? What's going on here? You know what's going on? Zilzal Bezdin. Ella, Irur Trey, V'achol Ma'eskina. You know what's going on here? Kigon, the Machzikinan Le Ba'avuha, Dai Kohenu. There was a chazaka that the father was a Kohen. Everybody knew this guy's a Kohen for many, many years. Well, one day, Nafagala Kola, a rumor got out, the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutzahu. This guy is not really, he's a Cholol. His father had married a Gerusha, he was born, he's not really a Kohen. Vachatine, they took him down a notch. Right? V'asa eid echad, now an eid shows up, V'amran says, no, Kohen who? He is a Kohen. Now you know what? V'askine, so we put him back into the Kohen category. V'asu beitrei, now two eidim come, V'amran say, the Ben Gerusha v'chalutza he. No, he's the Ben Gerusha v'chalutza. What happens? V'achatine, we take him down. The Asa Eid Echad, now another Eid shows up, the Amarin says, the Kohen who? He's a Kohen. Right? Can you imagine this? Now, the Kulei Alma Mitzdarif and Eidus. everybody holds that the one aid who said he's a Kohen, and then in the middle, two aids said he wasn't. And the other aid said he's a Kohen, will combine. The two that said he's a Kohen, they didn't come together. Two separate people said he's a Kohen. Why would we believe them over the other two? Because it was a chazaka that he was a Kohen. So we're going to say he's fine, he's a Kohen. Everyone holds from that. What's the issue over here? V'ha, the whole problem was, mechash l'zuzula debedina kamiflagi, v'choshesh, this looks ridiculous. People are watching this in the newspaper, the Bezins, it's such a zilzul for the Bezdin. Rabbi Elazar Savar, kibin da'achtine, once we remove him, lo maskinen le, we don't raise him back. You know why? Chashinan l'zuzula debedina. Makes Bezin into a zilzul. Hashem Elo Savar, no, anan achtinan, v'anan maskinen le. We'll take him back, put him up, put him down, take him back. Zilzul the Medina, lo chashinon. We don't worry about that. Because you know why? You see what happens in the lawsuit? Nobody wants to go to Bezin. They say they don't get a fair shake. Yeah, everything goes on over there. It's such a joke.
That may be right, but we're still out for the truth. We're not out for.
So the fact that that's true shouldn't stop this guy from being a Kohen if he's legit.
That's
the question. There's still a question. But what's 100% certain?
100%. Once it was settled by them, if something, new information came, new information came.
No, so he's asking why should. Right.
I'm not disagreeing about the points behind it. I'm disagreeing about why we care what the court looks like. No, they're here to get the truth out.
It still wasn't substantive proof because he still had to wait in the other one.
Right.
That's still had to wait
right.
In the other one. That's separate. That's true.
Hey, it's a good question, Mati. Now, Maskev Loravashi, wait a minute. Ihachi, Ma'ir Yechad, that if that's true, why did you pick up such a strange case, one aid? Afilo Treinami. That why couldn't it have been two all along? Therefore, to say that that's the issue, it doesn't make any sense. Because I'm going to pick one. El Amar Ravashi, no. Kuli Amar Locha Shil Zuz Bedina. That's not an issue. Like Mati says, it's not an issue about that. V'hacha, here the question is, Bilatzariv Edus Kamiflagi. Do we combine Edus? U'bepuluks of Dahani Tanoi, and it's the following machlokas. Titania. La'olam Edus and Mitzvah Vazad Shiru Shneem Ke'echot. You can't have two Edim that didn't see the same event. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omar, afilu b'zeh achar zeh, even one after the other. One after the other? That means one aide watches Reuven give Shimon, lend Shimon $100. The next day, one aide watches Reuven give Shimon $100. Lend Shimon $100. How much money does Shimon owe Reuven? He owes him $200. There are two aidim. Rabbi Shur ben Karcha allows two Edim to testify together for 100. It's not the same 100. But, we do have two Edim that say, Shimon owes Reuven $100. You don't know. One aide saw 100, the other aide saw a different 100. So we'll let them combine for 100. What? You have no problem with that. No problem with that at all. You have no problem with that. It's very strange, no?
Yeah, it's not the same 100.
It's not the same 100, exactly. So, but it's still 100.
Oh, okay, 130.4.
Different case. Interesting case. So, what? I know, we'll get to the next one in a minute. The next one, the Rashbam says, is only here to complete the Braisa. But ain't a chanami, it has nothing to do with anything. This is the case. So what do you see? Just like Rabbi Karcha allows. Zachar Zeh, so too. We'll allow a guy on a Monday that he's a Kohen, and a guy on a Friday he's a Kohen. Rabbi Karcha allowed it for the same thing, we'll allow it also. So you see, there's a Tana who says such a thing as Mutter, so we'll allow it also. So how do we allow that? So the Achbornim ask, if we're going to believe witness number one and witness number two, we'll stop in a minute. If we're going to believe witness number one and witness number two, he should owe 200. 1 8 to 100, 1 8 to 100, should owe 200. If we don't believe them, he should owe him zero. How do you get off only 100? Right, but then we can't combine the testimony. You're talking about apples, and you're talking about, Mr. Freud said, he's talking about 50, he's talking about 100. Happens to be, it's a coincidence, it's the same number. Talking about two different testimonies, two different events. What, just a coincidence, the same $100? How do you allow that? I would say, like
because, you know why? Because he could have, in between there, said, you know what, I paid him back 100 in between.
Right, what?
I paid him back 100 in between. You saw it on Sunday, and he saw it on Monday. identify what they saw.
Right, so but you hear the question. How does this work?
That's a good question.
So the Nesivah says as follows. There are four answers, they're all so similar. The Nesivah says as follows. Whenever you have Shnei Edim that are tziruf into one Edus, two Edim that are combining into one, when two people, Kasher Ma'idim Shnayim, Kol Echad Al Mona Acher, each one testifying on a different 100, Yesh Kan Tziruf Edus Al Mona Echad. There's a combined testimony on 100. V'nechshavim Shnei Edim L'Edus Echad. Two Edim combined to one Edus. You like that? The Shari Yosher says, he says it's Dover Zar V'Rachuk. It's a foreign concept to say such a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you keep looking for reality and it's a reality.
So, the Shari Yosher says, it's a Shemeshkop, he says that, of course, from the perspective of the Edim, of course we can't combine this. But from the perspective of Besdin, we can. Besdin hears that Reuven said he owes him 100, and Shimon said he owes him 100. From the perspective of Besdin, it's 100% true. Right? The problem with that is that that's not what guides halacha. The perspective of Besdin. It has to be the Edus. Right?
But the Edus is clear. 100 and 100.
Right. Okay. They're almost saying the same thing. He calls it Zor Rachok. It's the same thing. He's using different words. They have the exact same concept. That's the second shot. The Rabbi Chana Wasserman says that the Edim give testimony on they're not giving testimony on the mice that they witnessed. They're giving testimony on the result. Right? What's the result? That's $100. Again, it's not what Edim is. Right, they'll ask you, what was the guy wearing? What tree did it happen under? Right, what time of day was it? They ask him 1,000 different things. I said, no, we don't care about any of that. We only care about the result. Right, that's also shver. Right? And Ravissa Zalman in the Oven Ha'azel says, since each one, if necessary, will take a shavua, one has to take a shavua, therefore, memela yesh alav lahachish shnei adim yachad, therefore, Yeshem Koach Shal Shnei Edim L'Chayiv Mamon. Since each one takes a Shvua, so to speak, they have the Koach of one Edus. Again, what does that mean? Just saying words. What does that mean? A little bit of a taste of how this works. Let's just get to the two dots. Ein Edusin Miskem Es Bebezdin. Again, this is extraneous. It's just here because it finishes off the Brisa. Ein Edusin Miskem Es Bebezdin. You can't have testimony established in Bezdin. Aji Edu Shneim Ki Achot. Until they testify as one cut. Reb Nosson Omer, no. Shomim Dvarav Shalzeh, Hayom, Ul Kesheva Chaver Lamachar, Shomim Dvarav. No, you testify today. He'll come in tomorrow. No problem at all. Alright? We got to the two dots. And tomorrow we will try to finish Lamed Beis and see how much of Lamed Gimel we can do. It's a little longer tomorrow, so we'll see what we do. Alright? Everyone have a very, very good day.